Hey, what is up, guys? This is the start of something amazing. I'm so excited to be recording this right now because this is the first episode of the Kingdom Builders podcast. I'm so excited to see where God leads this and how He continues to work through this, and I just want to be His vessel and I want to be obedient and put this out there. My whole vision with this is just to be able to share testimonies of what God is doing in mine and the people around me's lives right now. So in this episode, my good friend Aiden and I, we sit down and we talk about joy and what it is, how to find it, and also how to discern the snakes that might be in the grass, the things that are coming up and suffocating us and killing us without us even knowing, and how to be able to know where the Lord is and where the worldly things are, the difference between happiness and joy. So I hope you enjoy this. And without further ado, let's jump in. So I guess that can get us into our topic. Both of us, last Saturday, I was leading worship for kind of a leadership conference type thing. And one of the guys who was coming in to speak, he was talking on God's favor and just kind of the secrets that him and his family have put into place to walk in the favor of the Lord. But one of the things he said is, like, when you wake up every morning, is treating life like an Easter egg hunt. Like, all of the blessings that God is going to give you, you wake up that morning looking for it. So it's like, if anything is good is going to happen, it's going to happen to me. And in every little situation, some people may think it as coincidences or just good luck, but I like to look at it as God giving it to me. So I thank Him for the little things. Like, I could be in line at Walmart and there could be seven people in front of me, and then another register opens up and I'm the next one in line, you know? I'm like, that's God.
Yep.
If it's going to happen to anybody, it's going to happen to me.
Yep.
But he was also saying it can be the same thing with the opposite. If you wake up that morning expecting to have a terrible day, you're going to have a terrible day. If you're looking for all of the bad things, like,
that's what you're going to find.
I just got the worst luck. If anything else is going to go crazy, it's going to happen to me. And then you said, what do you think about snakes in the grass? And I was like, yes.
Because we were talking on that the Sunday after that, and I was having quiet time with my brother. Well, say with my brother. I was walking out to the gazebo to just sit and have quiet time. As I'm walking up, there's a gardener snake half in the grass, half on the concrete. I was like, huh. Okay. There's a snake kind of half and half in the grass and on the asphalt. And then I went and read my Bible. Forget what passages I was reading, and then my brother comes out, talk to him for a little bit, and I go about 3/4 of the way back to the apartment, and then it hit me. I was like, that's what maybe the episode or the podcast or something's going to be called. And I pulled my phone out and messaged you, said, what was it, like something about, it's something about snakes in the grass.
I think it was literally just the words, snake in the grass. And I knew instantly what you were talking about, because we had talked about it the day before about, like, trying to actually get together this week and start this. But I was like, yes. Because I remember the day before when he was talking about Easter egg hunts, he also had mentioned snakes in the grass. And he's like, people wonder why all the bad things happen when they're going out into the woods looking for snakes. And then when a snake bites them, they end up running to the preacher, they end up running to whoever it is, and freaking out and being like, oh my goodness, I just got bit by a snake. I need prayer. I need healing. I need all this.
Like, I need a doctor.
My life is falling apart. And the guy's like, absolutely, I'll pray for you, but how did this happen? And the person responds with, oh, I went out to the woods to look for a snake.
Well, there's your issue.
Like, God is such a loving God, but at the same time, this self-inflicted pain that we go through simply through the choices we make
part of the time, he's just going to be like,
told you so. I mean, yeah. And you wake up expecting the worst things to happen to you and hoping for the best. Yeah, you still kind of hoping for the best, but at the same time, you're expecting the worst and thinking the worst is going to happen to you. So that's 9 times out of 10 going to happen.
Yeah.
I did that way too much.
If we expect that, I mean, that's what's going to happen. So why not look for the good things and watch out for the snakes in the grass? And as I was praying into it today on, like, God, what do you mean by this topic? Like, both of us feel like this is where we need to go and look out for it. And all of the day, dude, I just kept hearing the word joy. I was like, okay. How does that have anything to do with snakes in the grass? And God was like, well, here's the thing. And it broke it down. I took a lot of notes. So we're just going to kind of go through this. But it was like going back to the Easter egg hunt, looking for the Easter eggs, and living life in joy. And the difference between joy and happiness, happiness is situational. It is, if something happens, I now feel pleased and happy, feel successful. It can be through the situation. It can be abrupt, and it's an emotion. Whereas joy is long-lasting. Joy is living a life of contentment, satisfaction. Is that even a word?
Satisfaction. You said it right. You mispronounced it, though.
Satisfaction. Like, that's the difference between happiness. Happiness, you become happy because of something that happened to you. Joy is being content and satisfied,
like you get
no matter what's going on.
Like you get a good Christmas present or a good birthday present, and you're happy for 3 days, and then you're sick of that present. Yeah. With joy, it's kind of that... kind of like the person that's happy to wake up every day. You wake up and you go, today's a great day. I just woke up.
Exactly. Joy is more of a lifestyle. But a lot of people think they can choose joy. And when you try and choose joy, you try and look for it. And you're like, I'm going to be joyful about this. I am going to be joyful today because of this. And we end up stepping into a realm of comparison where we're looking left and right to the people around us. And we're like, well, everything good is happening to them. Like, why can't I have that lifestyle? Oh, it's because I'm not trying to live in joy. So I got to live in joy. But it's so much more than that. Comparison is actually the number one killer and destroyer of joy. When you start to compare, you're going to be more and more frustrated that you're not living a life like that person you're looking at.
When you were talking about comparison and everybody looking around saying, why are they going through this and why are they happier than I am and we're doing the same things, could also go down to where you are in your walk and where you are not only spiritually but mentally as well, and what season you're in or what trial you're going through. Because there's some trials that are going to beat you up a little bit more than others, and they're there specifically to make you stronger in your faith. And some people take it as, oh, God doesn't love me, God loves them more, and sometimes they'll end up turning away from God and running, or take it as, yeah, this sucks right now, but God will get me through it. You grow in your faith, you grow physically, mentally, spiritually, and you flourish, you get out of that season, you get into a different one.
Yeah.
There's never a time where you're not in a season. It's just how you respond to it.
Exactly. I think that was perfect. It goes back into, we talk about this all the time as well.
Yeah.
But joy and peace, like they kind of go hand in hand, but we talk about peace within the storm. A lot of people, they want to find joy by praying that the storm will go away, that everything will finally be calm and peaceful. But Jesus is actually, no, true peace is finding me within the midst of the storm. He's given us the authority to overcome these things, even in the midst of it. So why not live in peace and joy and contentment? Being like, God, you're here. The weapons may be formed, but they will not prosper.
Yep.
So I think that goes back into what I was saying with the joy. I kind of got my train around it again. But we can't choose joy, but we can choose our priorities.
Oh, yeah.
And within that, whatever you prioritize will control your joy. If you are prioritizing making a lot of money, then through the success of that determines whether you're going to be joyful or not. If your priority is making a lot of money and you're not going to be joyful.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
Don't do it. It's
you're
going to
hate your life. And vice versa, if you are making a lot of money, then you're joyful, but it's only on that one thing. If you prioritize a platform, saying, man, I want to be in front of a bunch of people, I want to feel accepted, I want to be filled with this attention, and you're prioritizing that, then that's going to determine your joy. If nobody ever wants to hang out with you or talk to you or you feel lonely, then you're going to be miserable because your joy is based off of that. But when you prioritize Jesus and you're chasing after him, through him, we can find our joy. Psalms, David actually talks about this. I think it's 16. Yeah, 16 verse 5. It says, Lord, you alone are my portion. And then in verse 11, he says, you make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Man, when you make God your priority and you sit in his presence, that's where you'll find joy.
Yep.
When you're in the presence of the Father, he will fill you with joy. And it doesn't matter about everything else because you're prioritizing him. But that goes back to, we got to watch out for those snakes in the grass. Sometimes that money, that platform, it is the snake in the grass. Trying to whisper in your ear, like, make me your priority.
Yeah.
I'll fill you with so much pleasure.
Happened to me. Happened to me, and it did not work.
Chase after me, and I'll fulfill you. I'll make you happy. I'll make you joyful.
For all 3 seconds.
And in the moment it doesn't happen, that snake is starting to wrap itself around you and suffocate you. You got to watch out for the snakes in the grass. Sometimes the good things. I fell into this myself. I wasn't prioritizing God, but I was prioritizing my ministry. Right?
Mm.
So I was stepping into something where I love to lead worship. I love to be in front of people. I love to pray for people. I love to do these things, but I was starting to do it for the gratification of myself. And I was starting to take the glory for it. Like, I was trying to put myself out there and be like, man, I'm a great worship leader. Or I have so much power in the prayers I pray. But I was losing the focus on giving him the glory and sharing the love of Jesus. And that snake bit me. I made that my priority. And when God started to remove me from that place where I couldn't lead worship, I couldn't play music, I couldn't pray, I couldn't lead Bible studies, I was outside of all of that. I was like, I feel so lost right now. I am so depressed. I'm angry. I am frustrated. The snake bit me. You got to watch out for the snakes in the grass.
Focus on the snakes in the grass. Because you've been bringing up a lot about focus.
Yeah.
I think that's the new name.
Focus.
Focus on the snakes in the grass. Instead of just look out for them. Because once, like, you spot one, you got to focus on it. Keep it at bay.
Not even focus on it, but make sure you are well from it. Because sometimes, I mean, I'm not like normal people. And when I think about snakes, no. I actually love them. They're beautiful.
I'm glad you
beautiful
do.
Creatures. I'm so fascinated. Some of them have amazing colors, and like the vipers, that different head shapes, their eyes, their teeth, everything about them. I love snakes. And I think that's the thing. You got to know which ones are dangerous and which ones are not. But even the ones that are not, You don't want it around forever.
They still bite.
They still bite.
They still strangle.
And it's stepping into that place of, God, I'm not going to let anything have my attention more than you. And looking at it in that aspect, because sometimes it is a good thing. Shoot, the snake in the grass can even be the people closest to you, the people you love hanging out with. I felt victim of this as well. But putting a person above God and being like, man, all I want to do is spend time with him.
Yep.
And then the only way you feel satisfied is if you're around him.
Yeah.
And that snake will bite you.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes those are the worst ones, the worst bites, because that's the ones you least expect.
Yeah, it's the one that you don't even see. But the devil, he comes in and he twists things so much. And it goes exactly back to what you were saying with focus. If we're not focusing on Jesus to where he is literally the apple of our eye, where we are so close to him that we can't see anything around him, then we're going to fall victim of those snakes. Because if something, even if Jesus is 5 feet in front of me, there's still plenty of room for movement around him to distract me.
Oh, yeah.
But when he is not even an inch away from me, I can't see anything but him.
Yep.
And when you make that priority, and when you prioritize that, then that's when you're going to be filled with joy, because within his presence is joy.
Yeah, it is. That's what I did experience. That's what I am experiencing now. I heard the word, I acted upon it, and this is the happiest I've been since I was 3, 4, 5. So for 15 years, it was just kind of miserable. Now I finally got that joy back, got that peace.
And it's always a crazy thing, because God does it in a way where you literally have to rely on him. With the world's sense of standard, where like the world says, this is what will give you happiness. This is what will fulfill you. When you chase after that, that's when you're the most miserable.
As of right now, the world does not have standards.
But people, like,
I could rant on that for
hours.
The
people who make the most amount of money and all of these celebrities, when you look into and like actually do some research, those are the people that hate their lives the most.
Oh, yeah.
But right now, both of us kind of in a place where, especially you, and that's not my story to tell, but you're stepping into a season of life where you literally have to rely on God.
Oh, yeah, and I'm just
at the same time,
that.
This is when you truly have found that joy.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you were trying it the other way.
Yeah.
And it wasn't succeeding.
No.
But now stepping into obedience, into that risk, into that faith, now you found it.
Yeah, I did. More time with the family. And a lot more peace. No more anger, no more. Work won't follow me through the door of the house anymore.
Yeah.
Which, that's going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
Work needed to stay at work, and it did not stay at work. It followed me home on more occasions than I'm willing to admit. Because it just, when your heart's not in something, you can only do it so long until you finally drop. And it's either you drop and it is a mess, or you put your faith in God. You do exactly what he tells you when he tells you to do it, and you will not have really any issue at that point after. I mean, you're still going to run in through seasons. You're still going to run through trials. But it doesn't mean God doesn't love you or he loves you any less. It's just, you get to a point to where you are completely and utterly at peace. I mean, like you always say, it ain't nothing but a thing.
It ain't nothing but a thing.
And that's really what it is, because really the things that are more than just a thing is something God tells you to do.
Yeah.
Whether it be something like I did, leaving your steady job, or if it's, I mean, something like getting married or prepping to have a kid or starting a job or picking somebody to be friends with. If God tells you to do something, jump on it. When he says jump, you jump. You don't say maybe.
Yeah, give me a second. Let me put my wings on.
Nope. Because the second you jump off that ledge, yeah, you might fall for a split second. The second you say, help God.
Yeah, he says, you we'll soar on wings like eagles.
Yeah.
All that being said, true joy is found in the presence of God, which is what we read about in Psalm 16, verse 11.
Yes.
So our lack of joy is not really about our possessions.
No.
It is not about what we do or do not have, but instead it is about our positions. Where God is and where he is not.
Yep.
It determines where we find true joy. Are we with him or are we not? Because when you step outside of that, you will know instantly, bro. Because life starts to really suck.
Oh, it hurts. it gets very painful very quick.
It does not hit softly. It's like that rattlesnake, bro.
It's like a ton of bricks.
It bites you, and it might be some small little teeth marks, but man, that venom, it creeps in. I don't know if we're going to end up keeping any of this, but if we
do... In the
do,
laughter of children.
The people listening to us, Aiden's wife and son are in here.
Yes.
And they're sitting, and Barkley is trying to play with a heater and a box, and he's just laughing. He's having the time of his life.
My son is going all right now. Over the place. Oh, geez.
He's just hanging out.
Vroom.
So I think that's a good place to wrap it up. And man, I just want to pray us out. God, I thank you so much for the work that you're doing right now. I pray that the people listening were able to get something from it and that you would open their ears and that we truly just make you our number one priority, because within your presence is where we can find joy. God, help us as we continue to walk through life to be able to spot those snakes in the grass and be able to eliminate them from our lives. God, just step in and fill us up from the bottom to the top. We just want you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode, and make sure to go check out our website. It's kingdombuildersunited.us, and on there you'll be able to find the links for our Instagram, our Facebook. Eventually in the future, we're going to have a YouTube and a TikTok as well. We're getting that in the works, so I'm super excited about that as well. But for now, just on Instagram and Facebook, if you have any questions, any prayer requests, or any topics that you would like us to talk about, just go ahead and shoot us a DM or comment it on one of our recent posts. Whatever it might be, we would love to hear from you guys. So I love you, and may God bless you. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll see y'all later. Bye.